So have you been keeping an eye on all the coaching drama going on out here in Denver these last couple of days?
You know, we've got our own share of drama going on here, so I'm certainly aware of it, but I haven't been paying a whole lot of attention to it.
Now that you're facing a team that's got an interim coach, what sort of challenges does that present for you guys in preparing for him? Do you expect much changes in terms of scheme or personnel or anything like that?
Well, that's the one thing that you face. You don't know. You know, they where they are with their season, similar to ours. You just, when you make that change, you don't know the involvement of what Coach McDaniels had in the game plan, and I know he called the games, so you're always concerned about what's going to change, if anything's going to change. They have some good coaches on that staff, so I imagine they're still going to run the things that they do well, and that's what you have to prepare for.
Ken, while you're focusing on your team and getting your players focused on the game each week, do you at the same time realize the position you're in and have your scouting department and personnel department work especially hard on the draft, given that you could have a high draft pick?
You know, we have the department, and they're working on that regardless of what the team's doing year in and year out. That's an important part of their business. I don't think too much about that. I think our focus this year is so time-consuming trying to prepare for a game, and it's so hard to win in this league that you have to focus all your energy on that. You can't worry about those other things until after your season's over. So, no, I don't put a whole lot of thought into that. I feel very good with Rod Graves, our GM, and certainly Steve Keim and our scouts and their preparation. And, you know, they get the jump on that, and that's good because they do a nice job.
Is John Skelton going to be your quarterback this weekend?
I don't know. We'll see. There's certainly a chance of that. Derek has not been cleared to practice, so he didn't practice today. So we got John and we got Rich both reps today. We're going to see how they progress, how they handle it, and see where Derek is as we get later in the week, and then we'll make a decision.
How much has Skelton progressed just from when he arrived to you guys for mini camps in May to where he is right now?
Well, it's really hard to judge because most of his reps have been gotten against our defense in the scout team periods. As far as his terminology, his knowledge of our terminology, and he's a lot more comfortable with that, and I think that allows him to be more comfortable in the huddle. I felt like when he got in the game last weekend, he had a much better feel for how to run the huddle and how to handle the plays than he did earlier in the season. I think that's a benefit of putting the time and effort in the meetings, paying attention to what's going on. He spent a lot of time with our quarterback coach going through the plan each week. We put him through a dry run, even though being the third quarterback, there's not a great chance you're going to play just in case something like this did happen. So, you know, you never really know until you get him into the game. So, but we certainly feel like he's a lot better prepared now than he was 4 months ago when we first started the season.
So even if Derek is cleared to practice, would he be the starter, or is there a chance that you guys would want to go a different direction anyways?
We'll have to see. I think it's going to depend on where he is physically as well as where he is with our plan. I mean, I do believe that part of the reason that he didn't play well last week was he was suffering the effects of the concussion. He had been improving for us, and, you know, we'll make that decision based on where he is medically more than anything.
How frustrating has it been as a coach to have such uncertainty there and maybe some, you know, obviously play not up to the level that you're hoping it would be at?
It's always frustrating, especially when we've had success the last 2 years. Your expectations are that you can continue with that even though you know how difficult that it is. And I think we're disappointed because we haven't played as well as we feel like we're capable of playing. And for whatever reason that is, it's frustrating from the standpoint of we haven't gotten the production out of a lot of the positions or a lot of the groups on our team that we felt like we should have, you know, whatever that's a function of. And I think that any time that happens, especially after you've had two consecutive division titles, it makes it even more difficult because your expectations are that you're able to compete and go back. So it's been a tough year, but that's the NFL. I think that if you're fortunate enough to be in this league or this business long enough, you're going to have to go through some tough times, and part of getting better is how you handle it.
What do you hope to see out of your team over these last 4 weeks closing out the season?
Well, I hope we can see the same amount of energy, the same amount of dedication to what we're trying to get done that we've seen throughout the season, just with a lot less mistakes. That's what it's been. For us, it's not been anything other than, it certainly hadn't been lack of effort. It's been more about mistakes and missing tackles and missing balls and missing throws. And, you know, it's been a culmination of those things. And that's what's been so frustrating. So, you know, when you get into the cycle like we have, where you haven't been making a lot of plays, it gets to your confidence, and you know that forces you to try to press a little bit harder, and sometimes that makes it more difficult. So we're trying to get back to playing the way we know we can play without making the mistakes, and hopefully that'll give us a chance to play better over the last four games.
Is it even more frustrating because not only you have the two division titles, but you guys did get off to a decent start and then really hit a wall in October?
Yeah, that's probably the most frustrating thing, because as the season starts, you know, it's always difficult, but you can find, if you find ways to win like we did earlier in the season, you know, it gives you hope that you'll gel and start playing better, and that'll put you in position to finish up strong. And obviously we went the other way, and that's what makes it so difficult.
There's now 8 African-American head coaches in the league as a one of the other 32 head coaches. Is that something that you have noticed or paid attention to, and have any feelings about what that means for the league and this game?
Well, I think it's great for the league, especially with the emphasis that's been placed on that for the last few years. The thing that I know is that all these men are deserving of where they are. I don't think this league will sustain somebody if they're not a good football coach. I'm glad that Coach Studenville is getting his opportunity. I know what a good football coach he is, and I think it's good for the game. But I think the most important thing is that these men are deserving of these opportunities, and that speaks a lot about the decisions that are being made.
Hey, speaking of coaches, the coaching fraternity is pretty tight. What do you think of a coach of the caliber Urban Meyer stepping down?
You know, I'm not even aware of that. We just came off the field and somebody mentioned it to me. So I don't even know really anything about it other than my first question was what? You know, excuse me? So I don't know any of the dynamics about it, to be honest with you.
Do you know him at all? Have you had any association with him?
With Coach Meyer?
Yeah.
Yes, I have. Have great respect for him, and I know what a fantastic football coach he is. We've had a number of discussions, and we have a coach on our staff, Billy Davis, who is very good friends with Coach Meyer, and so that's been a part of the reason why we've had a relationship with him. So once again, I don't know anything about it other than what I've just heard, but I know what a good man he is and what a good football coach he is.
We've seen a couple of these other situations in the league this year with an interim coach and the team playing pretty well, you know, especially with Dallas, I guess, and Minnesota did too. Is that something you have to, you know, maybe caution your team about, that it might be the Broncos team that they see on Sunday might be playing differently?
I think we're preparing for the Broncos to play well, no matter who's their coach. From what I've seen on tape, they play hard. You know, they've been a little bit like us. They've in some games they've made some plays and looked good. In other games, they've missed opportunities at plays, much like us. So I have great respect for their players and the way they play. And I know that come Sunday, it'll be a dogfight, just like it is every Sunday.
What do you think of that matchup of Champ Bailey and Larry Fitzgerald?
Should be interesting. If you know, I think they're both outstanding football players. I've watched Champ Bailey a number of years in this league. I have great respect for how he handles himself and how he plays this game. And you know, I certainly have that for Larry. And I think that's what the NFL is all about, having matchups with those kind of players. So I'm certainly pulling for Larry to have a good day, but I know how difficult that'll be against Champ because he's a good player.